Now, in a minute, we're going to have our Bible reading. So if you're a reader, you might like to turn to this passage. It's on page 1042 in our church Bibles. It's a time when one of the teachers of the law, kind of expert in the Bible, stood up and asked Jesus two questions. And this first question that this man asked is perhaps one of the most important things we can ever ask. And Judas is going to read it for us.
The Bible's in your pews. It's on page 1042. The parable of the Good Samaritan. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "What is written in the law?" he replied. "How do you read it?" He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbour as yourself." "You have answered correctly," Jesus replied. "Do this and you will live." But he wanted to justify himself. So he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbour?" This is the word of the Lord.
How do you feel about experts? But Michael Gove told us we were fed up of them, didn't he? And I must say that I have got my doubts about this expert in the law, because our reading tells us he stood up to test Jesus, trying to catch Jesus out, maybe. Maybe he thinks that he knows better, he can see whether Jesus is any good. And he asks this question, it is a really important question. What must I do to inherit eternal life? That is, how can I go to heaven? How can I know friendship with God that will last forever? A very important question. But maybe this teacher of the law is not on the right track even to begin with, because he says, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus, what can I do to earn my way into God's good books, maybe he's thinking. And perhaps Jesus is going to hint to him that it doesn't quite work like that. Well, they have this discussion about what does the Bible say, and the teacher of the law says, oh, well, the thing to do is to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and your neighbour as yourself. And Jesus says, well, simple. Do that and you'll live. Love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and your neighbour as yourself, and you'll live. Simple. Easy. I wonder if it is when we think about it. I wonder if any of us has ever loved God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, even for 15 minutes, and our neighbour as ourselves. Quite hard. Well, the teacher of the law, the Bible tells us, wants to justify himself. Wants to look good, maybe. Wants to work out how he can be in God's good books. So he asks this question, who is my neighbour? Maybe he's hoping for a nice, limited description of who his neighbour is. His friends and family would be a bit easier, wouldn't it, maybe, to keep God's law there. If I'm going to love my neighbour as myself, I better know who my neighbour is and who I've got to love. And Jesus tells this famous parable, a story with a meaning, to help him think a bit more about this. And the puppets are going to help us with this now.
A man was going down the road from Jerusalem to Jericho.
I said, a man was going down the road from Jerusalem to Jericho. Hello?
Yes?
We have started.
Oh, I know.
So where have you been?
Well, I've changed my mind.
What do you mean?
I've just read the script, and I don't want to do it anymore.
Why?
Well, the first bit's okay, with me walking down the road. That's fine.
Yes.
But I'm not happy about this next part. It says here, some vicious robbers leapt out from behind a rock and attacked him.
I see. What's your problem?
Well, I might get hurt.
No, don't worry about that. You don't need to worry. It's just acting. You just have to pretend.
Pretend? Oh, you mean They're not really going to hurt me. We just have to make it look good.
Exactly. Now, can we get on?
Yes. Sorry.
A man was going down the road from Jerusalem to Jericho. Suddenly, some vicious robbers leapt out and attacked him.
Give me a money! Give me a money! Give me a money!
And beat him. Then they left him lying there, almost dead.
Oh! How was that? Was that okay? Did it look good? Was it fine?
Very good. Perhaps a little bit over the top, but fine. Now, could you just settle down and lie still? You're supposed to be lying there almost dead.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
Now, it wasn't long before a Jewish priest, a very important holy man, came along. He was on his way to the temple to say his prayers. When the priest saw the poor man lying by the roadside, he quickly crossed over to the other side and hurried away.
Well, that wasn't very friendly. He might have stopped to see if I needed help.
Soon after, someone else came along. It was a Levite, one of the temple workers who served in God's house each day. Now, he didn't go straight past. In fact, he went over and looked at the man, then quickly crossed over the road and walked by on the other side.
Charming. He might at least have asked me if everything was okay. I don't think I'm going to last much longer in this burning sunlight.
There was someone else coming along the road. He was a Samaritan.
A what?
A Samaritan.
Oh, no. The Samaritans were the enemies of the Jews. I'm for it now. He'll probably finish me off altogether.
The Samaritan came to where the injured man was lying. He saw the man and felt very sorry for him. The Samaritan bent over to him and poured oil and vinegar on his wound.
Oil and vinegar? I'm not a salad. Why are you pouring oil and vinegar on me?
Well, at the time when Jesus told the story, there weren't any disinfectant creams or lotions to put on wounds. People used vinegar or wine to clean wounds and oil to soothe and protect them.
Oh, I see. Carry on then.
The Samaritan bandaged the man's wound, then he put him on his own donkey and took him to the inn.
Oh, it hurts. Oh, the pain. Oh, mind that pothole. No! Oh, he walked straight into it. Oh, that hurt. Oh. Why don't the Romans repair these roads? They're supposed to be good on roads. At least I thought they were. Oh, are we nearly there yet? Are we nearly there? It's done half hurt. Oh, where are we going anyway?
Hello, can I help you?
I found this man on the road. He has been attacked.
Oh, the poor chap. I've got an empty room upstairs. Bring him in immediately.
At the inn, the Samaritan took care of the poor man. The next day, the Samaritan brought out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper. He said to the innkeeper,
"Take care of this man. If you spend more money on him, I'll pay you back on our return."
"Very good, sir. He shall have the best of care."
When Jesus had finished telling his story, he said, "Which one of the 3 men do you think was his neighbour to the man who was attacked by the robbers? Was it the priest? Or the Levite? Or the Samaritan?"
Well, I wonder where we might see ourselves in that story. No doubt the teacher of the law, the Bible expert, would have seen himself as the person who perhaps might help out. He was going to be like the Good Samaritan. But I wonder if perhaps Jesus wants us to see ourselves like the man who's fallen among thieves. The man who's been robbed and had all his stuff stolen and is lying there almost dead and naked, hopeless and helpless. Maybe that's what the Bible would say that we're like, that we need some help, that we need rescue. And in the story, two people go by and don't help. The priest doesn't help, the Levite doesn't help. Maybe Jesus is saying, well, religion, being good, doing good things, it can't really help you. No, you need the surprising stranger who comes to the rescue. Maybe we're meant to see in that Good Samaritan a picture of the Lord Jesus, the surprising Saviour who sees us and has mercy on us, who is a neighbour to us in our need. The passage is really saying to us not what must I do to inherit eternal life, but maybe will we see our need of Jesus, his undeserved kindness. Will we let Jesus rescue us? Perhaps that too is part of the challenge of that story with a meaning. Let's pray together. Father God, we pray that you would help us to see our need of Jesus, the one who came to rescue us. Thank you for Jesus' kindness to us, that he has mercy on us, that he shows us pity, and that he rescues us. Help us to accept Jesus' gift of eternal life, we pray. Amen.